って。
Independent Radio News at 3, Dickie Arbiter. The government's preparing to send in the troops if pay talks with the firemen starting this weekend in a strike. Firemen are claiming a 30% increase, but the employers say they'll stick to the government's 10% ceiling. One fireman's leader says his men are in an ugly mood and a strike would begin within hours if the pay talks break down. Rick Powell reports on the government's precautions.
The government is dusting off plans to use servicemen from the Army, Navy and Air Force to man fire stations if there is a strike. The emergency plans are for the use of servicemen, trained in firefighting, to man frontline stations, while untrained men will be used in the smaller stations. But the government is hoping against hope that there won't be a strike because of the lack of trained firemen in the services. At the moment, it's thought in Whitehall that a strike could be confined to Scotland and the north of England, but plans under discussion are for the troops and other servicemen to act nationwide. Rick Powell, IRN.
Dutch police are still handling the kidnapping of property tycoon Maurice Carranza as a routine criminal case, despite indications that he may have been taken prisoner by the Baader-Meinhof gang. Since the kidnapping early on Friday morning, the police have received more than 300 tips from the public, but authorities say none of the calls have given any clues to the case. Lord Carver, the field marshal who leaves Britain tonight in a bid to bring peace to Rhodesia, has been given a word of warning from one of the men he's going to see. Nationalist leader Robert Mugabe says he doesn't agree with the role plan for Lord Carver in the Anglo-American peace proposals. Zan Smiley reports on the tricky task awaiting the field marshal.
Lord Carver's first task is to explore ways of fixing a ceasefire. If he ever does manage to arrange it, he'd then have the Indian general Prem Chand and a United Nations peacekeeping force to hold the ring. But most tricky of all, Lord Carver has to see if a new Rhodesian, or as it'll then be called, Zimbabwean army, can be formed out of a subtle mixture of guerrillas and Ian Smith's troops. But of course that all depends on whether the guerrilla-backed leaders Robert Mugabe and Joshua Nkomo, or Ian Smith, will ever agree even to the outline of Dr. Owen's plans. And at the moment, they do not. Zan Smiley, IRN.
Britain's 3,000-ton nuclear submarine, HMS Dreadnought, has been diverted to other tasks in the Mediterranean while talks continue with Egyptian diplomats about permission for her to pass through the Suez Canal. Dreadnought is part of a task force bound for the Far East and Australia. The rest of the task force is now in the Indian Ocean, and it's not known if the submarine will be allowed to pass through. A ban on flights to Manchester and Glasgow by planes from the Danish airline SOS comes into force at midnight. The blackings in retaliation against the Dutch ban on British flights to Copenhagen due to be inaugurated tomorrow by British Midland Airways. The Department of Trade says it regrets imposing the ban, but it hopes the action will persuade the Danes to change their minds. 70 sailors from HMS Brighton spent the night stranded in the tiny Cornish village of St. Ives, where their ship paid a weekend courtesy visit. The sailors came ashore for an evening, but when it was time for the small boats to come back and pick them up, the tide was out and the harbour dry. All the men had to wait 6 hours in the village for the tide to come in again. Independent Radio News, 3 minutes past three.
And now, Spots Before Your Ears Productions bring you
the weather. Cloudy, I'm afraid, with outbreaks of light rain. Cloudy again tonight as well. Warm for late October, though, 15 degrees centigrade. Noisy swines. Electric Light Orchestra, and from their new LP, That's Thing. I can't go on about this LP all day. It sounds like I'm a walking ad, which I am. But the money's flowing in, I tell you. 7 minutes after 3 o'clock now, and on Hullabaloo today...
Hullabaloo, the music maker. Hullabaloo, it's your weekend show.
Hello from Maggie Norden. Today you can hear Dr. Hook, Wishbone Ash, Mike Palin and Terry Jones on the show. Also Captain Kremen, caught in his workshop.
Ooh. This is the actual typewriter, folks.
No.
And I type away like mad with two fingers, and out comes a story, like sort of this.
Hullabaloo today.
Hullabaloo, the music maker, one time for that little radio.
Comes out with a story.
Who is she trying to kid? And now over to the Thingia Gaggle and Crystal Gale and the Brown Eye Story.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you.